Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Right, beginning tonight's shir, in the beginning of Siman Reish Yud Beis, we are on page Kuf Chaf Hei, the page following 248. Siman Reish Yud Beis is Shaha Iker Poter HaTofel, that we're going to learn the halachas of Iker and Tofel. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kol Shehu Iker, anything that is the Iker, it is the main food you are eating. The imot feila, and together with it is something that is tafel, a secondary, pirish, davar, bilti nechshav, something that's less chashuv. Mevarech al ha'ikar u'poter es ha'tfeila, you make a bracha on the ikar, and that patters the tafel. Bein mi bracha shelefaneha, bein mi bracha shelachareha. The ikar patters the tafel, not only in bracha rishona, but also in bracha achrona. And lo mi bayo im ha'ikar ma'urav im ha'tofel. Needless to say, if the ikar and the tofel are actually mixed together, of course then the ikar patters the tofel. Elo afilu kol echa levado. But even if each one is individual, they're not together, but one's an ikar, one's a tofel, the ikar will patter the tofel as well. Vafilu pashu choshev mikol. And even bread, which is the most choshev, as we discussed last night, Imhu tofel, if it is secondary, kigon, for example, sha'ochel dog maliach, you're eating salty fish, the ochel pas imo, and you're eating bread along with it, kidei shelo yazikenu begrono, you're eating the bread along with the salty fish, so the salty fish should not damage your throat, mevarech al hadog, you make the shahako on the fish, upoter as a pas, and that shahakul on the fish patters the bread. Kevan shu tofel, since lamaisa, the bread, as chashiv as it is, it's only tofel, and therefore it's covered by the shahakul on the fish. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim ima tofel chaviv alav. There are those who say, however, that if the tofel is more chaviv to him, mevarech alav, you make a bracha on the tofel, v'acharkach mevarech al ha'ikr. And then you go back and make a bracha on the ikr. We will stop at that point in the Ramot today. We'll finish it tomorrow. There's a lot of Mishaburas on the Mechaber and the Ramot till there. So the Mishaburah says back on Kuf Chav Hei Sif Katan Aleph, Im Ha'ikar Ma'orav. Again, the Mechaber told us you make a bracha on the ikar and that patters the tafel. And we said, needless to say, if the ikar and tafel are mixed together, that the bracha on the ikar patters the tafel, but even if they're not mixed together. Says the Mishaburah, Im ha'ikar ma'orav kigon kol tarovo shnei minim. For example, any mixture of two types, sheha'echad hu ha'ikar, that one of them is the main one, v'hasheni einu ba el lasakna ulahachshiro. And the second food is only there to fix up and to be machshir the first food. It's only a tafel. O afilu shneim ikarim, or even if both foods are ikarim, ela sheha'echad merubim mechaveru, but one is more than the other. So ha'rov hu ha'ikar. So it could be that the ikar is just the rov, like we're saying now, or the ikar could be the one that you're eating mainly, and the other one is there only to fix up the ikar. Kemosha kasa simen reish chesiv zayin. Now there are some notes here along the way that I'd like to hold off till the end of the shir, see all the mishaburas, and then we'll go back and see some interesting notes as well. Vafilu kol min vamin omid ifnei atzmo v'nikar nami basa rov azlinan. Even if each type is standing on its own and recognizably separate, we also go basar the rov. So the rov will be the ikar, or if again you're eating one food for that food, and the other food is just coming to spice up the ikar, then also that main food would be the ikar as well. The alkein bepurim. Therefore, when it comes to purim, shemirachin shum shemim midvash, where we spice up sesame with honey, umarvin behem pisise egos, and we mix in with it some pieces of nuts, kol sherov shumshamin, so long that the majority is the sesame, basar ha'ikar azlinim, we go after the ikar, which is the majority, umavarech bari priadama. And the bracha on that would be bari priadama after the shumshamin, and the egos will be considered the tafel. Umio, however, kol zed afka kesheshneim hu davar chashiv. This discussion that we've having so far in the Mishavura of Ikar v'Tafel is when both the foods are considered a davar chashuv. Ha, but in echad mehen eino davar chashuv, if one is not chashuv, af shehu harov, even though the non-chashuv one is the majority, batal hu legabe miyot ha-chashuv dehu ha-ikar. That majority non-chashuv item will be considered batal to the minority chashuv item, and that will be the ikar, the minority chashuv item. The Ayin Simen Reish Dalud Sif Yud Beis Ubamasha Kasavnu Sham. There we brought down that it doesn't matter what types of food it is. If something is more important, it's more choshev, that becomes the ikker. And then we brought down that that's only true really by the five grains, which you're going to see right now as well. Vidan, you should know the bechamishas minei dogon. When it comes to the five grains, kaimulon leel besimen reishches. We paskin earlier in reishches the imo roven im shar minim. If the five grains are mixed together with other types, afilu hemamiyot, even if the five grains are a minority, kol shenitun behatav shilatam, so long that the five grains were put there for taste, as linon basrayu, we go after them, umavarech aleyan borim neimazonos levad, and we only make a mezonos on that food, v'nifter tarovas harov, and the whole mixture will be patted up with that bracha of the mezonos. Even the rove, which is not mezonos, is covered by the mezonos, but again, that's only if it's there to give taste, not if it's there, as we learned, as a binding agent. Then that's not the ikir, you will not make a mezonos, then it will be a tuffel. We're talking about over here where it's given for taste, and you could actually taste it, then the mezonos is the rove, is the ikir rather, and it will pater even the rove ingredient. Mipnei. The reason for this is shemine dogon nechshavim liker tamid, because mine dogon is always considered the ikir, again, if it's there for taste. Ach bilvad im yesh behemamish. But one thing we do require is there is some mamushas of the mezonos. It's actually something that you could feel. It's there. Avalim erav kemach b'mayim. But if you just mix together flour with water, harbe, with a lot of water, kol kach, so much water, ad shehu rach, till it's so soft, kedei shei roi l'shtia, that it's drinkable, mevarach shahakol. So again, if you make the five grains that you're mixing in into a liquid, and it's a drink, then it's shahakol. It has to be that it's a regular dish, and you can get your hands on it, it's mamushas that's there, and then the bracha will be mezonos if the five grains are there to give taste. Sivkotan Beis is going that which the Mechaber says, that ikra and tuffel applies, needless to say, when the ingredients are mixed together, or the foods are mixed together. But even if everyone is on its own, we also will apply the rules of ikra and tuffel. Bein she'ochel ha'ikr v'atuffel v'bas achas. This is whether you're eating the ikr and the tuffel together as one. Bein she'ochel ha'ikr t'chila, or even if you're eating the ikr first, v'atuffel achakach, and you're eating the tuffel only afterwards, ukil kameh, like we'll see later, as the Mechaber brought us an example of that, with the salty fish, and then you're eating the bread afterwards. Either way, whether you're eating them together or one after the other, there will be the concept of ikir v'tafel. Sivkatan Gimel is the example the Mechaber gave. You were eating salty fish. Kegon sha'ochal davar maso kodem. The Mishabura here adds something that the Mechaber did not say. And he says, for example, you ate something very sweet first. V'ochal dogma liach lahafiga mesikus. And then you're having the salty fish to dull the effects of the sweetness of what you had before. And then so that the salty fish should not damage your throat, ochel pas imo. Then you're having the bread with it. So that's when we're going to say that the bracha on the fish will cover the bread. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Tessi writes, Tziarti b'ofen zeh, I set it up in this case. V'lo tziarti b'pshitus, and I didn't set it up in the simpler way. Kigon shechofetz lecho dog maliach, like the Mechaber sounds to say that you wanted to eat some salty fish. U'kepashtius lishas ha'mechaber, like the simple reading of the Mechaber is read. U'kumo shekos v'tas el yirabu, and like the Taz and el yirabu understand the Mechaber. Why'd I change? Mishum dahar be'achronim, that are mentioned in the brackets. Mitzadidin, they lean to say the dafka b'ofen zeh, dafka in the way I set it up. Shehayah muchrach lechol hamaliach, that you were forced to eat the salty food. Mipnei chulshas libo me'amasikus, because of the weakness of your heart from the sweetness you had before. Lachin choshev hamaliach le'ikr. Only then the salty food is considered the ikr. Af neged apas, even against the bread. Haba'alma, but in general, if you're just having salty fish and you're having bread afterwards, lo amrinan da hamaliach yeh ikr neged apas. We will not say the salty fish is the ikr neged apas. V'chein mashma mehatokas amaged avram v'chay odom. So if you're just eating salty fish and bread, the Chavetz Chaim is saying that would not make the salty fish the ikr. Only because you're actually forced to eat the salty fish because of something sweet that you had before, and it's causing you some kind of problems, so now you're forced to have the salty fish, and then you're having the bread to dull the effects of the salty fish, then the salty fish will be the ikr over the bread. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. So again, That's the case how he sets it up in Sivkot and Gimel. Kigon she'ochal davar masok mikodem ve'ochal dag maliach lahofig ha'mesikus. U'mipnei shloya zikenu ha'maliach begrono ochal pasimo. Aval enos to'ev klal le'ochal pas. You have no desire to eat the bread. You're not interested in the bread. Lochein havi ha'pas tofel. That's why the bread is tofel, the fish. You don't really want the bread. You're only having it to not get damaged in your throat from the salty fish. Masha'in kein imhu toiv lecho paskam kein. Everything changes if you're interested in eating the bread as well. Afal pi sha'ochlo im ha'maliach. If you want the bread also, even though you're eating it together with the salty fish, kanohug lecho dag maluach shekor and herring. Like the minhug is that we eat a salty fish called herring in pas with bread. Einot feila elov. It is not considered that the bread is tufel to the herring. Afilu im toiv lehamaliach yoser. Even if you want the herring more, but if you're having the herring with bread, you're having the herring with crackers, those items, the bread and the crackers, are not considered tufel to the herring if you also want the bread or the crackers. V'tzarech levarech aleh hamotzi upoter asamaliach. And therefore, if you're having bread with the herring, you would make a hamotzi, and that would cover the herring because you also want the bread. So when you want bread and you want herring, obviously bread is the ikker, and bread would cover everything. The only time we're talking about the case of the mechaber is, leading off that other chiddush of the Mishabura, is that you really just want the salty fish, you have no interest in eating bread now. You're only having the bread to prevent the damage of the salt to your throat, then you won't make a brach on the bread. But otherwise, if you're also interested in the bread becomes the ikker, and you make a hamotzi, and that covers the fish. Sivkat and dalud, kevan shu tafel. In the case the mechaber set up, where you don't really want the bread, you're only having it to protect you from the salty fish in your throat, so then the bread is tofel, there's no bracha. V'afilu kishelohoya ha-tofel l'funav b'shas achilas ha-ikr. Even if the tofel was not in front of you at the time that you ate the ikr, im hoya daito b'shas bracha le'echo gam ha-tofel. As long as you had in mind when you made the bracha that you're going to eat the tafel also, you know it's not in front of you. Or it's the kind of food that it's normal for you to, and again, eat that tafel afterwards. So then, potra tafel. Then the ikr patras a tafel, eat if it's not in front of you. But you had it in mind, or you normally eat it, the ikr will cover the tafel if the tafel is not in front of you. You also require that you're going to eat the tafel in the place where you are. To exclude a case where you have a change of location, that causes other problems. But if it's not normal for you to have this tafel after the ikker, you also did not have in mind when you made the bracha on the ikker to eat the tafel, then the bracha on the ikker does not cover the tafel, and you would have to make an additional bracha on the tafel. Ach, oz mevarech ala tafel rak shahakel chiddush. In that case, even though the bracha on the tafel really is something else, but since you're eating it as a tafel and you require a bracha, it will be downgraded to be made a shahakol. The alkoponim tafelhu, because lamaisa it is only secondary to the ikur, umafsid birchoso haikaris. And since it's only secondary, it loses its main bracha. Vidumi de psak haramolo kamon bahago, similar to the Ramadha we'll see tomorrow, Mitzashem. Dim ochel ha-tofel kodem ha-ikr. That if you eat the tofel before the ikr, after tzarech levarech alo b'fnei atzmo, even though you have to make a bracha on the tofel, now you're having it before the ikr, ve'eino nita b'birchas ha-ikr she'varech achar kach, and certainly the tofel you ate before is not going to be covered by the bracha on the ikr that you're going to make afterwards, mikom okom kevan shu tofel, since l'maisa it is a tofel, masid birchaso ha-ikaris. It loses the ikr bracha. We will see that in Mirtz Hashem more tomorrow night. Ha'anusi, that is a type of vegetable. Sha'ochlin achar ha'su'uda l'matik shtiyas ha'yayin she'shosa mikodem. It's some kind of vegetable that you're eating at the end of a su'uda to sweeten the effects of the wine that you ate, that you drank before. And you had in mind, as the Sha'at Zion points out, either it was in front of you, or you had it in mind, or you normally have it. So it's a real tafel. Ein tzarech levarech aleihen. It's only coming as a tafel to the wine that you had before, so you make no bracha on the anusi. The hein tfeilin lahayayin, they're tafel to the yayin, ubirchas hayayin potartan, the bracha on the wine patters them. V'hu adink is sheshasa shar mashkin toch asuda. The same thing would be if you drank some other drinks during the suda. V'ochel achakach anusi lamate gashtia, and then you drink this vegetable anusi to sweeten the effects of the drink. Ain't tzarech bracha, you don't need a bracha. Mishum de birchas halechem potartan. Because then the bracha on the bread from the Suda patters this anusi. The hamashka tofel alechem, because the drink that you had that was very strong is secondary to the bread. The ha'anusi lamashka. And this vegetable that you're having to dull the effects of the drink is secondary to the drink. So the drink is secondary to the bread, the anusi is secondary to the drink, so there would be no bracha in these cases. Sifkatan hay now goes on the Ramah. The Ramah told us there are those who say, if the tafel is more chaviv to you, so you make a bracha on it, and then you make a bracha on the ikar. Says the Mishabura, Ayim b'magin Avram u'bir ha'grosh shehikshu kamo kushes alzeh. Look in the Magin Avram and the Bir ha'grosh, they ask some kashas on this psak of the Ramah. Umasik ha'magin Avram u'dina, the Magin Avram comes out, l'maisa, de'ein chiluk bazeh. That there is no chiluk, that even if the tafel is more chaviv, it is still covered by the bracha of the ikar, you will not make a bracha on the tafel. The Gambe El Yerab behavi b'shem Bahag. The Kolbo shakasu behedya. So to El Yerab brings in the Bahag and the Kolbo, they write explicitly, Shafilu im ha-tofel chaviv olav. Even if the tofel is chaviv, still, mevarech al ha-ikir levad. You only make a brach on the ikir. The atam and their reasoning is, the afsha tofel chaviv olav be'etzem yoser, even though really the tofel is more dear to you be'etzem, mikomakom ata einenu ochlo rak b'shvil ha-ikir. L'maisa, you're only eating the tofel now because of the ikir. Shebishvilo huschal ha-achila. That because of the ikir, you are eating now in the first place. Ubilto, and without it, lohaya ochla tofel klal. So even though you like the tuffel more than the ikker, you're only eating the tuffel because you decided to eat the ikker, so you're throwing in the tuffel with it. So even though you like it better, the Yerabah brings out from these Rishonim that you do not make a brach on the tuffel, the ikker covers it because you're only eating the tuffel, which is chaviv, because you decided to eat. And that was a decision you made because of the ikker. The Ayin Shamod, look in the Yerabah further. The kol ze afilu b'shem b'chosei and shavos. This is even true if their brachos are two different brachos. V'gam ein ochlem v'yachad, and you're not even eating them together. Ubeprat, and specifically, all the more so, k'shem b'chosei and shavos, if the ikar and the tafel are the same bracha, o sh'ochlem v'yachad, or eating them together, b'vadai mevarech al ikar levad, for sure over there, you'd only make a bracha on the ikar. Next case, Misha Shasa Yayin Sarav, a person drank whiskey, V'ochel Eze Dover, and he's eating something, O Ma'at Pas, or a little bread, Acharav Lohofik Harifa Zashtia, he's taking a food after the whiskey, or a little bread, to dull the strength of the sharpness of the whiskey. So again, Nasa Pas Tofel, the bread is secondary, the Ein Sarav Levarachlov, you made a shakal on the whiskey, no bracha on the bread. Achen, however, Dafka kishahaya daitu ola bishas bracha. Like we said before, it's dafka if when you drank the whiskey, you had in mind you were going to eat the bread. Osha rogil bakaf berova pa'amim. Or that's what you normally do. When you have whiskey, you have bread afterwards. Like we said earlier in Sifkat and Dalat Ayin Sham. Ula inyan etilas yadayim. What about I'm drinking whiskey? I'm only having the bread afterwards to dull the effects of the whiskey. I don't make a bracha on the bread. But do I have to wash my hands? So Ayin Lael besimin kufnun ches Sifkat and Yubim Mishabura. We said there, it's a machlokas aposkim. L'mayis the Mishabura said, if you only have a kezayis or less, you would not make a bracha of anatilas adayim, but more than you possibly would. V'chozek is she'en kavanosu le'echla tafel. But once again, this din that you're not making a bracha on the bread is only when you have no kavana to eat the tafel for itself. She'eno ra'iv klal. You're not at all hungry. Ve'eno ochel oso rak lehofig amiriris. You're only having it to dull the bitter effects of the whiskey. But if you're eating this tofel, the bread or whatever it is, to have in mind that food as well. Kigon, for example, sheshose yayin sara, if you're drinking whiskey, v'ochel gamkein lekach u'mekachas, and you're having some bread or some jelly afterwards, some cookies or some jelly afterwards, even though it appears that one is the ikar and one is the tofel, Kavan shekavanoso laachila shnehem. Since your intention is for eating of both of them, im kain ein zet tofel azet. It's not considered that the cookies or the jelly is tofel to the whiskey. V'tzarech levarech al alekach ol amerkachas tchila shem chashuvim. And in that case, you have to make a brach on the lekach first, because that's the mezonos, or the merkachas, which is the eitzer adama. They are more chashuv brachas, as we learned, than a shahako. So since they're not considered tuffel, you also want them. You would make the bracha on those items first, the achakach mevarach al yayin saraf, and then you'll make a shahako on the whiskey. Even though it's really what you really want is the whiskey. That's more dear to you. But l'maisa, if you're having the whiskey with cake, that's mezonos. Mezonos comes first. You're having the whiskey with some kind of jelly, that's ha'etz or adama. That is more chashiv, and you make the bracha on the chashiv before the chaviv. V'hu adin k'sherotz alechol sha'advarim. The same thing is true if you're eating other things. Eino mutter rak. It's only mutter to eat the other food without a bracha if you're only having it to dull the effects of the whiskey. Then it's a tofel. But if you want to eat it also, ain't shayach shem tofel klal. It's not called a tofel at all. And the Shai Tzioni points out that even though in the beginning it's dulling the effects and then you're having more of it, still, even the part that's dulling the effects would require bracha. Since there's some of this food that's coming also for the taste, you would make a bracha before you have any of it. You can't say, I'm going to have a little bit that dulls the effects, and then when I want to have more for the regular geshmak achil, then I'll make a bracha. No, you can't even dull the effects of the whiskey until you make a bracha on this food, since you have a lot of it, and it's going to be more than you need to dull the effects, and you also want it as a regular achila. Since you're eating them because of themselves, in order to satisfy your heart. The achronim write b'shem the shloah. One should prevent, he should hold back from eating bread to dull the effects of the whiskey. Who can really figure out well? It's very hard to tell. I'm drinking whiskey and I'm taking a piece of bread afterwards. So you could fool yourself and say, I'm only having the bread to dull the effects of the whiskey, but maybe you're also having it for a little bit of the taste of the bread or to satisfy you. It's hard to tell. Therefore, the Shlah says, better to avoid it and don't eat bread just what you think is to dull the effects of the whiskey. It's very hard to tell. Because again, Kim miyuchal havchin heitevim hu rak lehofig meriruso, o gam lisar alev. Da'oz tzorech levarach hamotzi netilo sedayim. If it's also to have the bread, you'd have to wash and make hamotzi. Umisha shora achar gemar achiloso ma'at pas b'yayin sorof l'akil hamachal. One who is soaking, after he finished eating, he's soaking a little of bread into whiskey in order to digest his food. Yesh levarich al hayayin saraf. He should make a shahakal on the ayin saraf. The ikar kavanoso oz al hayayin saraf. His ikar kavan is the whiskey. Kedei la'akil, to digest the food. Ve'ein shayach la'asuda, it has no shayach as the suda. He needs a shahakal on the whiskey. V'rak mipnei shechazak lo l'shtoso, only because it's very strong to drink, shora bopas, he soaks in it some bread, lahafik tzas miruso, to dull the effects of the bitterness a little bit. V'haveli hayayin saraf ikir, and in that case, the yayin saraf is ikir, and therefore it's not coming bomach masasuda, and therefore it would need a shahakol. U'me'el yirab mashma the tov ofen zeh, sheyishteh tchila ma'at yayin saraf kodem sheshora bopas yivarach olav. Says the Eli Rabba, better than making a shahakal on the whiskey that has the bread dipped into it, it's better that you should first drink some whiskey on its own. Drink some whiskey on its own, make a shahakal on that, before you dip the bread in the whiskey, that way you know for sure you chayv a bracha, because there's no shaychus to the bread whatsoever, that avoids any kind of sveikus. V'ayin la'el b'simin kuf ayin dalet, if katan la'mites v'mishabura, dim achar sha'ochel machal shamin. If after you ate a fatty food, lokach ma'at yayin saraf, you took a little bit of whiskey, lohofik hashamnunesh shebepiv, to dull the fattiness that you have in your mouth, im rogil bekach, if that is what you normally do, ain't sarach bracha, you would not need another bracha on this food, who tafel a pas, that would be considered tafel to the pas, even though you're having the yayin saraf with this other food, it's considered tafel to the pas, because you normally do it, it's because ilu, you have it in mind. We're going to stop there in the Mishabura. I'd like to point out a few things in the notes. First of all, if you turn all the way back to page Kuf Chav Hey, so he discusses in note number one, the second paragraph, halapches, stuffed cabbage. Is that considered ikar and tafel? How does that work? So he writes, V'chein kruv memula basa. If you have cabbage that's filled with meat, the shalos and shuvas levushei Mordechai writes shem mevarich olav rak shahakol. He says you make a bracha just of shahakol mipnei shabasar hua ikker. He says the meat is the ikker. You only make a shahakol. V'chein hora goner v'yashiv legabi pilpul memula ba'orez. When you have stuffed peppers with rice inside the peppers, sheyesh levarich al ha'orez. You make the bracha on the filling, the orez on the inside. V'ein sarach levarich al ha'pilpul mipnei shu tafel orez. It's secondary to the rice. So this first shita says that by stuffed cabbage you will make a shakal on the meat and that will cover the cabbage. However, b'shalz and shuvas bear Moshe kosav l'gabe pilpul mamula when it comes to filled peppers, she'ein mevarchen ala pilpul mipnei she'eino ta'im. It's because it's not geshmak, it doesn't taste very well, the pepper, that's why you only make a brach on the rice, you don't make a brach on the pepper. Ve'einu necho b'fnei atzma, you wouldn't eat it on its own. Ach ba'achilas kruv mamula. But when it comes to stuffed cabbage, where you have cabbage filled with meat, yesh levarech gam ala kruv. You have to make a bracha also on the cabbage, you have to make two brachos, mipnei she'u ta'im v'necho gam b'fnei atzma, because it tastes very good, and it would be eaten on its own. Lefikach eino tofel lemilui shabo. Therefore, it's not considered tofel to the meat that's inside. Then he brings out a note number two, and you'll keep in your mind sushi as you read note number two, which is a big discussion amongst the kashrus organizations, what bracha you make on sushi. He says, v'av tashil orez v'kadome, so to a dish of rice, shiyesh bo chatichos basar, that has pieces of meat, Rav Yashiv says, she'im ha'orez hu ha'rov, if the rice is the majority, mevarchin barim nemezonos, you make a bracha of barim nemezonos on the rice, and that covers the meat. Ve'ein omrim shabasar hu ha'ikur machmas chashivuso v'yokro. And we don't say, says Rav Yashiv, that the meat is the ikur because of its chashivus and it's expensive. V'chein mevur baruch ha'shulchan, sheba'ofen zeh mevarech ala orez u'poter ha'sabasar. The baruch ha'shulchan says the same thing, you'd make a mezonos on the rice, and that would pat to the meat. Then he writes, "Ochein im chatichas habaser shebesoch ores hi gedola." However, if the piece of meat inside the rice is large, then the Or Letzion writes that tzarich levarech gam aleha mipnei shi chashuva ve'ena tefila leores. So when it comes to sushi, certainly the rove is certainly rice. So it's not meat, but it's fish or it's other ingredients. So l'chora, based on what Rav Yashiv says over here, it sounds like he'd be saying that the bracha on sushi would just be mezonos. There are some poskim nowadays that are saying that it's mezonos, and others that say you have to make a bracha on each item, but clearly over here, he's mavish using this case. If you're not going to make a bracha on the meat that's mixed in with your rice, you're certainly not going to make a bracha on your avocado or on your salmon if it's a little piece. Certainly that will be butter to the rice, according to that opinion. Let's just read one more point, and that's the end of note number three, the second paragraph. A fruit salad. Salat peirosh muravin bo pri ha'etz u pri adam. You have a fruit salad that has fruits and vegetables mixed in. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yashiv say shemavarech alav kebirchas hamin shehu arov. You look inside, see what's the majority ingredients. If it's ha'etz or adama, and that's the bracha you make. V'af im ein rov mimin echad. Even if there's not one type of fruit that is the rov, elo b'tziruv min acher shebrichas o shave. There's just more ha'etz than hadama. Kegon shiye shlosha minim. There are three types. Shekol echad mehem u'shlish me'ataruves. You have three types. They're each a third of the mixture. U'shnayim mehem b'rchasim shave. Two out of the three have the same bracha. Mevarchim bracha zu. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, you look for the most majority out of ha'etz and adama. It doesn't have to be one particular fruit or vegetable. Whatever the majority is, if it's ha'etz or adama, that will be the bracha. So if you're mesupik, what you do, so then they discuss that later on in the note. At the next paragraph, he says, in mesupik ezim in meruba, if you're not sure which one is the rov, kosav abirchas abayis shivarachas abrocha kolelas yoser. So if you have fruit and vegetables, ha'etz and adama, so we know hadama also covers the ha'etz. So if you're mesubik, what's the majority? You wouldn't make hadama, because that really covers all the things that you have there. We'll end with one last thing. The Prima Gadim writes, b'shem the prisha, shekevan sheyesher letzantzim ledas mal arov, in the case where it's impossible to tell what is the majority, yesh lahosef al echad me'aminim achye bevadeh meruba mechavero, you really should add on one of the brachos to make it the clear majority, and that way you'll know what bracha to make. We'll stop here and continue with the rest of the sif tomorrow with all our new members.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Myron McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.